Hello and welcome to the Monday, April 28th, 2025 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, this weekend we had two interesting diaries that sort of played on each other. First, Xavier talked about a piece of malware that encoded an executable as part of an image. This technique, usually called steganography, does essentially adjust the value of individual pixels in order to encode the particular binary that's supposed to be either exfiltrated or, in this case, infiltrated. So it's more here about bypassing network defenses. The initial download malware is actually encoded using Unicode characters, very common, as Xavier points out, in order to make reverse analysis a little bit more difficult. But then the real interesting part is the steganography part, where the attacker sort of extracts the binary from individual pixel values. Often lately, I've seen steganography being used to refer to where an attacker just appends data to an image. In my opinion, that isn't really sort of what steganography is all about, because the data is still clearly readable. Steganography usually just means making these sort of subtle adjustments to existing files in order to hide that there is any additional data present. And then the second diary this week was from Didier. Didier, of course, famous for his Python scripts that analyze malware. And Didier is walking us through how these tools can be used to analyze a piece of malware like this that hides data in an image. The first tool that Didier is using is his PNG dump tool. PNG is a compressed file format, so in order to get the raw pixel data that you need here to extract the actual hidden data, you need to first decompress the image, and well, that's exactly what Didier's tool does, and then you can use additional tools to look at the output binary data to then extract the individual pixel values that matter in this particular case. Of course, every sort of steganography tool uses slightly different techniques here, and you need to adapt the post-processing to match whatever steganography tool is being used. There's also sort of no generic way to figure out if an image does contain additional data. If an attacker uses a standard tool, then yes, there are tools that will figure out that one of those standard tools are being used. But again, they could make small variations to these standard tools, and then any alteration like this goes undetected if you don't know what the original image looked like. Well, and then we have a critical and somewhat messy, sadly, security issue around SAP's NetWeaver. Sort of started, at least to become public, with a blog post by ReliaQuest. ReliaQuest did basically state that, yes, there is a vulnerability in SAP's NetWeaver and it's actively being exploited. Now, this was initially sort of published as a Saturday, as an unpatched vulnerability, and rightfully so, because there wasn't really sort of a patch necessarily available for this issue. The problem itself here comes from the NetWeaver Visual Composer, which is actually a tool that has been deprecated about 10 years ago, but apparently is still enabled. There is a file upload endpoint here being exploited, and this file upload endpoint can be used to upload arbitrary files without authentication, which of course may include web shells, and then these web shells can be used to gain full access to the system. So the CVE associated with this vulnerability has a CVSS score of a perfect 10. Now, where it gets a little bit messy is sort of the SAP response. First of all, I don't have access to the SAP security advisory. I've only seen it being quoted. It's only available to customers. Apparently, on April 8th, SAP did release an advisory regarding this issue. And late last week, they did publish then also a patch for it. As far as the advisory goes, or what you can do other than patching, well, you can disable the vulnerable components, and that appears to be a wise decision in this case. Again, this tool has no longer been supported for quite a while. But the SAP disputes that this vulnerability is already being exploited. ReliaQuest stated they have seen exploitation also Onapsis, a company that deals with ERP security, stated they have seen exploitation of this particular vulnerability. And according to some press reports, Watchtower also reported seeing at least exploit attempts for this vulnerability. Given that the vulnerability is now public, it's not terribly difficult to exploit. Definitely do expect exploitation of it. Do treat unpatched exposed system as compromised. And late last week, AnyRun, a company that automatically analyzes malware, published on various social media channels that they had some issues with false positives in MS Defender XDR. Now, it wasn't actually AnyRun that had the problems, it was their customers. AnyRun does run malware in containers, in virtual machines, and then automatically creates reports as to the behavior of whatever software you uploaded. The problem is if you're using AnyRun's free tier, which many users are using, then these reports are public. And due to this false positive issue in MS Defender XDR, they received a large number of basically false positives, so valid documents with in part confidential data. Like I said, it's not just an AnyRun issue. I've seen similar things with VirusTotal. In VirusTotal, it's a little bit different. You usually don't sort of get a lot of details about the documents, but if you do have paid access to VirusTotal, you usually can download any document other users have uploaded. So whenever you are uploading documents to a system like this, in particular free systems, assume that they will become public and do not just blindly upload anything that you think that might be malicious. I've seen some organizations that upload like all attachments to VirusTotal. Seen lots and lots of interesting documents being uploaded there. So be careful if it's likely malware, if it has no personal critical information in there, then it's okay to upload it. But be careful about this. Again, there's a good reminder here what may happen. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks again for listening. Thanks for subscribing and liking this podcast. And talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.